Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Just had Mitch Holthus, Sean Smith. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have Matt McMullen for the roundtable at 9:17. But now...
And we'll have Jay Query on.
That's right, 8:45. Inside from the Indianapolis Colts
perspective. Yeah. That'll be good. Corrections department. Binkley still knows more about mid-majors than anybody at this station. Okay. Just let me tell you that right now, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. And you had a Jack's Pizza last night.
I did.
Very
for Binkley.
Good. Yeah, for Jay, right? Yeah. Speaking of Jay, Jasper texted me yesterday. He goes, they don't cut their pizzas anymore at Jasper's. Okay. And he heard us talking about it.
Have I brought a pizza cutter?
No. He said back when they had this place at 75th and Warnell, before they moved out south, they would give everybody a pizza cutter with their pizza so they could cut it at home. Because he says what happens is the pizza steams in the box and it gets runny, basically. So if you cut it, it all steams, and that's why you get a soggy pizza. So if you don't cut the pizza, it doesn't have the opportunity for the sauce and the cheese to kind of sog up. So when you get it at home, it's still crispy. That's why they don't cut it, because if you cut it, all the stuff runs into the cracks and it creates the sog.
I'm like, Jasper,
I never thought about that in my entire life before, but that's like the stuff he's thinking about that we're not thinking about.
So
he's the best, right? Yeah. So he called me yesterday. He's like, yeah, we don't cut our pizzas because of that. Because if you do, it all kind of seeps in, and then the crust gets, you know, watery.
Damn.
And so Binkley with the pizza cutter and the divorce may have been ahead of the game.
He's an artist, man, when it comes to the food. He just knows. Well, Binkley, a little different. No, it's still art. Art is about perspective.
Yeah, there's artists, and then there's art.
Yeah. All right, Mac, your name's at the top. Rip it away, brother. Rip it away.
Oh, man, here we go. Okay. All right. It's the details. We've compared the Broncos game last week to the Jags game earlier in the season. That's what we've done all week. Well, let's keep that comparison up. What happened after that Jaguars game? They cleaned it up, and they played arguably their best game all season, and they definitely played their best two games of the season back-to-back against the Lions and the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
It's put-up-or-shut-up time, and I still trust this team to do that, and so should you. Mahomes and Andy are going to find this easy button again. They're going to find it in the forms of 87 and number 4. Both those guys are going to score. Both of them are going to have at least 5 receptions. Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice, that is. We'll still see at least 3 deep shots from Patrick Mahomes. I don't think they're going to completely get rid of that in their game. We'll see at least 16 total carries from the running backs. Mahomes has 0 turnovers.
Wait, hang on a second. I'm sorry to interrupt. You said 16 total.
If you want me to be specific, 10 from Kareem Hunt, 6 from Pacheco. This team has less than 5 penalties. Chris Jones has back-to-back good games, and Spags listens. He blitzes, and he gets to Daniel Jones early and often. Jonathan Taylor, less than 100 total yards on the ground. I don't know about all-purpose, but on the ground specifically, less than 100. Chiefs win in tight fashion, 24-20.
All right. Yeah, I like that. All right. For me, this week, who really is Andy Reid? Who really is Patrick Mahomes? We know exactly who those guys are when this team is winning and it's fun. But when their backs are against the wall, we really don't know who they are. They've not been in those situations before. At times in games, we've seen it. Sometimes it's good when they have their backs against the wall. Sometimes it's not. Patrick Mahomes throwing interceptions. This is the first time their season is on the brink. And that's what I mean by the first must-win game. There's never been really a season on the brink like we're seeing right now. Not Jay Brinkley, but the brink right now.
Nice.
We will know who Mahomes and Andy Reid really are after this game. And we need Andy to run the ball. Pacheco needs over 20 carries if he's playing in this game. No excuses. 87 needs to be the top receiver on Sunday. He will be. He'll get into the end zone. In fact, he and 15 take over the game. They took what they did in Denver and they elevate that to the next level. They show the Colts that they are still the best duo in the NFL. Chris Jones continues where he left off and has a big day. And when the Chiefs have set their minds to something and stopping a running back, what do? They stop that running back, right? So I expect them to stop the running game. And Jonathan Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts. He'll be held under 100 yards. Chiefs win 24-14.
Whoa.
Ooh, baby.
24-14. Is this the first time in 15 years you haven't said 35-0?
First time in the Mahomes-Andy Reid era, yeah.
Wow.
So at least almost a decade. Bobby Betts doesn't go 35-0.
Okay, it's real.
That's why I saw that script. It just said Chiefs win. I didn't see anything else.
That's why I didn't put it in there.
I was on pins and needles, dude.
Man, I'm nervous
now.
Look
at you. All right, here we go.
I was only close once in 10 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Take your money and run.
That's right.
You know. Here we go. Big game. Big team. Colts do a lot of stuff that the Chiefs struggle to stop with stuff like play action, running with control, with a lead running back. And one hell of a tight end. That being said, I've read the room this week. I've heard what people have said. I get what's going on. But what we've seen the most this week is that we've focused on the Chiefs being a predictable team. There's some doubt within the verbiage that's been used by coordinators, coaches, and players. We did not hear a whole lot of belief when we had Nate Taylor on the show of ESPN. I was a little in disbelief having Mitch Holtis on the show on this Friday. But you know what? I do see the Chiefs blitzing a lot. I see the Chiefs getting to Daniel Jones. I think they can cause him to force a turnover, whether that be a fumble or an interception. I really do look at this game as less is more. Go to Travis Kelce. I see that because I can see Mahomes doing that. 5 for 65, maybe finding him in the red area in this game, getting him another touchdown that Bob would love. I think mistakes are, and I think they can take advantage of it. Lean on the pros like Kelce, like I said, 5 for 65. I think Rashee Rice could have a good game in this game. I don't think Sauce Gardner is that scary in my personal opinion. I could see Rashee Rice having 8 for 79 and also a touchdown. I think Taylor is going to have 100-plus yards. I think he is going to run on this defense. I think Ty Warren is the biggest problem that this defense is going to face. And yet, here we are once again. Nobody's talking about the tight end for the Indianapolis Colts like nobody talked about the tight end for the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him absolutely owning that middle of the field, charging Chiefs players rent for their time being there, not owning it, but being there. This game is going to look, to my personal belief, a lot like that Buffalo game. Can the Chiefs change history? Would like to say I would like to take the Chiefs in this game. I don't know if I can. So I'll take the Chiefs this week to lose to the Indianapolis Colts, 28-24, season's over. It's time to rebuild, get a facelift, and change the direction of this team. The Chiefs will lose this game, 28-24, to the Indianapolis Colts.
All right.
I stand on mother effing business, dude.
That's fair. Absolutely.
I can't argue with you.
No.
I'm not going to. I wouldn't be smart.
Oh, they'll stop James Cook, 114. Dalton Kincaid, he hasn't shown it, 100. Touchdown.
Do you realize the Bills have now lost 4 of their last 7 games, too? And they're still in the playoff hunt, you know?
Like, yeah, they've won one-score games.
I know, they have. And that, look, once winning one-score games, that's coaching.
I mean, they beat the Chiefs in a one-score game. Yes, they lost to Miami. They lost to the Houston Texans on the road in a short week. I don't know if that's that big of an upset. I mean, the Colts were, what, 5.5-point favorites?
Just a Davis Mills is the thing that I would
and he's
in
been
there.
Great.
He's been good. Yeah, he's good.
He's been really
good.
They
said something about his, like, 17-game average, which is always skewed. I hate it, but I bring
it
up.
He's on pace for 40 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
And 4,000 yards.
Yeah. It's insane.
Is there a CJ Stroud conversation?
Maybe the Jets will try to get him. No, the Jets should try to get him if they can't get Joe Burrow this offseason. We'll get to our parlay here in just 1 second. Mitch said something as you were kind of going through, and you mentioned Mitch and it really got me to thinking, like, hey, special teams, Tobe, you going to show up this week? I mean, Mitch said they haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID.
God. Bills have 7 this season.
We have not returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID, Mitch said. That may be the most alarming, glaring thing I've seen in months. I had no idea. The last time we returned kicks, we were standing 6. No wonder we did it. We were standing 6 feet apart. We're allowed to touch the guy.
I think Dusty said it yesterday, and I'll agree. I mean, if they do lose this game, do miss the playoffs, it does feel like he could be that fall guy with how badly they performed.
The special teams have been awful this year. I mean, Butker, the missed extra point, as Mitch was talking about, that was like, God, you know? That missed extra point, penalties. The penalties on special teams.
Time.
Not being able to, not knowing what the landing zone is.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And again, I'm not watching every kick on every team, but it sure seems like Harrison Butker is struggling with this landing zone thing.
Seems like Dave Tobe's struggling.
It seems like everybody's struggling right now. Like this, as a special teams unit, I'm talking about. They've not been good this year. I mean, they've been that Jack Cochran. I know he almost blocked that kick. That guy's got more penalties than Juwan Taylor.
If your highlight is an almost, then I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Your highlight through 3 months is I almost did something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I want to bring this up real quick because I'm obviously going to get. I mean, you know, shredded for my take. Fire Dusty. Tuning out for the rest of the day. Dusty needs to be fired. I have picked the Chiefs to win every single game since I have been a part of this program and on After Hours. This is the first time I don't pick the Chiefs. And people want me to be fired because I'm not a homer. I'm not biased. And I'm not be like, oh, Chiefs are going to win this game 35-14. Chiefs are going to win this game 42-12. They're the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because I go with what I believe.
And you're not wrong.
And the one time in the history of doing this on Instagram or this show, After Hours, Red Reaction, I've always picked the Chiefs. And the one time, because I'm going off of what I am seeing, what I am hearing, and what I believe. Yeah. Yet, we'll see how everybody feels on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.